Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. If you've been a student in this school, then you know we're studying the book of Judges. And we're reading through the book of Judges from the American Standard Version. And in our last class, we read about the evil judge Abimelech. And so we have studied the judges, Othniel, Ehud, Shamgar, Deborah and Barak, Gideon, and Abimelech. And now we're going to read about Tola, Jair, and Jephthah. If you will, you'll want to follow along. Turn to your Bibles to Judges chapter 10, and we'll read these grand old stories told in this grand old way. And we'll come to a better knowledge of what God likes to see in man, and in man what it is that he despises. And we'll see the wisdom of God and the folly of man as we read about these old judges in the history of Israel. And so while you're turning your Bible to Judges chapter 10, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And so now pull out your school book. Turn to the page where you'll find Judges chapter 10. And we'll begin reading together. And I'll be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. Now here we'll read about two judges we know very little about, found in the first five verses of Judges chapter 10. Tola and Jair. And here we read, "And after Abimelech, there arose to save Israel Tola, the son of Puah, the son of Dodo, a man of Issachar. And he dwelt in Shamir, in the hill country of Ephraim. And he judged Israel 23 years, and died, and was buried in Shamir. And after him rose Jair, the Gileadite. And he judged Israel 22 years, and he had 30 sons that rode upon 30 ass colts, and they had 30 cities, which are called Havoth Jair unto this day, which are in the land of Gideon. And Jair died, and was buried in Kemon." Judges chapter 10 and verse 6. "And the children of Israel again did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah, and served the Baalim, and the Ashtaroth, and the gods of Syria, and the gods of Sidon, and the gods of Moab, and the gods of the children of Ammon, and the gods of the Philistines. And they forsook Jehovah, and served him not. And the anger of Jehovah was kindled against Israel, and he sold them into the hand of the Philistines, and into the hand of the children of Ammon. And they vexed and oppressed the children of Israel that year. 18 years oppressed they all the children of Israel that were beyond the Jordan in the land of the Amorites, which is in Gilead. And the children of Ammon passed over the Jordan to fight also against Judah, and against Benjamin, and against the house of Ephraim. So that Israel was sore distressed." Judges 10 and verse 10. "And the children of Israel cried unto Jehovah, saying, We have sinned against thee, even because we have forsaken our God and served the Baalim. And Jehovah said unto the children of Israel, Did not I save you from the Egyptians, and from the Amorites, and from the children of Ammon, and from the Philistines? The Sidonians also, and the Amalekites, and the Moabites did oppress you. And ye cried unto me, and I saved you out of their hand. Yet ye have forsaken me, and served other gods, Wherefore shall I save you no more? Go, cry unto the gods which ye have chosen. Let them save you in the time of your distress. And the children of Israel said unto Jehovah, We have sinned. Do thou unto us whatsoever seemeth good unto thee. Only deliver us, we pray thee, this day. And they put away the foreign gods from among them, and served Jehovah. And his soul was grieved for the misery of Israel. Judges 10 and verse 17. Then the children of Ammon were gathered together and encamped in Gilead. And the children of Israel assembled themselves together and encamped in Mizpah. And the people, the princes of Gilead, said to one another, What man is he that will begin to fight against the children of Ammon? He shall be head over the inhabitants of Gilead. Now let's look at Judges chapter 11, beginning in verse 1. Now Jephthah, the Gileadite, was a mighty man of valor, and he was the son of a harlot. And Gilead begat Jephthah. And Gilead's wife bare him sons. And when his wife's sons grew up, they drove out Jephthah and said to him, Thou shalt not inherit in our father's house, for thou art the son of another woman. Then Jephthah fled from his brethren and dwelt in the land of Tob. And there were gathered to him vain fellows to Jephthah, and they went out with him. Judges chapter 11 and verse 4. And it came to pass after a while that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. And it was so, when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to fetch Jephthah out of the land of Tob. And they said unto Jephthah, Come and be our chief, that we may fight with the children of Ammon. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, Did ye not hate me, and drive me out from my father's house? And why are you come to me now, when you're in distress? And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, Therefore are we turned again to thee now, that thou mayest go with us, and fight with the children of Ammon, and thou shalt be our head over the inhabitants of Gilead. And Jephthah said unto the elders of Gilead, If ye bring me home again to fight with the children of Ammon, and Jehovah deliver them before me, shall I be your head? And the elders of Gilead said unto Jephthah, Jehovah shall be witness between us, surely according to thy word, so will we do. Then Jephthah went with the elders of Gilead, and the people made him head and chief over them. And Jephthah spake all his word before Jehovah in Mizpah. And Jephthah sent messengers to the king of the children of Ammon, saying, What hast thou to do with me, that thou art come unto me to fight against my land? And the king of the children of Ammon answered unto the messengers of Jephthah, Because Israel took away my land when he came up out of Egypt, even the Arnon unto the Jabbok and unto the Jordan. Now therefore restore those lands again peaceably. And Jephthah sent messengers again to the king of the children of Ammon, and he said unto him, Thus saith Jephthah, Israel took not away the land of Moab, nor the land of the children of Ammon, but when they came up from Egypt, and Israel went through the wilderness to the Red Sea, and came to Kadesh, then Israel sent messengers unto the king of Edom, saying, Let me, I pray you, pass through the land. But the king of Edom hearkened not. And in like manner, he sent unto the king of Moab, but he would not. And Israel abode in Kadesh. Then they went through the wilderness, and went around the land of Edom and the land of Moab, and came by the east side of the land of Moab, and they encamped on the other side of the Arnon. But they came not within the border of Moab, for the Arnon was the border of Moab. And Israel sent messengers unto Zihon, king of the Amorites, the king of Heshbon. And Israel said unto him, Let us pass, we pray thee, through thy land into my place. But Sihon trusted not Israel to pass through his border. But Sihon gathered all his people together and encamped in Jahaz and fought against Israel. And Jehovah the God of Israel, delivered Sihon and all his people into the hand of Israel, and they smote them. So Israel possessed all the land of the Amorites and the inhabitants of that country. And they possessed all the border of the Amorites, from the border of Arnon even to the Jabbok, and from the wilderness even unto the Jordan. So now Jehovah the God of Israel hath dispossessed the Amorites from before his people Israel. And shouldest thou possess them? Wilt not thou possess that which Chemosh thy God giveth thee to possess? For whosoever Jehovah our God hath dispossessed from before us, them will we possess. And now, art thou any better than Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab? Did he ever strive against Israel? And did he ever fight against them? While Israel dwelt in Heshbon in the towns of Aroer and its towns and all the cities there along the side of the Arnon 300 years? Wherefore didst that time, did thou not recover that within that time? I therefore have not sinned against thee, but thou hast done me wrong to war against me. Jehovah the judge, be judged this day between the children of Israel and the children of Ammon. Howbeit the king of the children of Ammon hearkened not unto the words of Jephthah, which he sent him. Judges chapter 11 and verse 29. Then the spirit of Jehovah came upon Jephthah, and he passed over Gilead and Manasseh, and passed over Mizpah of Gilead, and from Mizpah of Gilead he passed unto the children of Ammon. And Jephthah vowed a vow unto Jehovah, and said, If thou wilt indeed deliver the children of Ammon into my hand, then it shall be that whatsoever cometh forth from the doors of my house to meet thee, when I return in peace from the children of Ammon, it shall be Jehovah's, and I will offer it for a burnt offering. So Jephthah passed over unto the children of Ammon to fight against them, and Jehovah delivered them into his hand. And he smote them from Aroer as thou cometh unto Minnith, even 20 cities, and unto Abel-Chiramim, with a very great slaughter. So the children of Ammon were subdued before the children of Israel. And Jephthah came to Mizpah unto his house, and behold, his daughter came out to meet him with trembles and with dances, and she was his only child. Besides her, he had neither son nor daughter. And it came to pass when he saw her that he rent his clothes and said, Alas, my daughter, thou hast brought me very low, and thou art one of them that trouble me, for I have opened my mouth unto Jehovah, and I cannot go back. And she said unto him, My father, thou hast opened thy mouth unto Jehovah. Do unto me according to that which proceed out of thy mouth. For as much Jehovah hath taken vengeance for thee on thine enemies and on the children of Ammon. And she said to her father, Let this thing be done. Let me alone 2 months, that I may depart and go into the mountains and bewail my virginity and my companions. And he said, Go. And he sent her away for 2 months, and she departed, she and her companions, and bewailed her virginity upon the mountains. And it came to pass at the end of 2 months that she returned unto her father, who did according to his vow which he had vowed, and she knew not a man. And it was a custom in Israel that the daughters of Israel went yearly to celebrate the daughter of Jephthah, the Gileadite, 4 days in a year. You know, the great question that remains unanswered in Judges 11 was, did Jephthah indeed offer his daughter as a burnt offering? Some say so, but others, upon careful reading of the text, have concluded that, as was custom, he made a sacrifice for his daughter to spare her, and yet, because of the vow, she retained her virginity all her life and never married. And that would explain why they would come and mourn for her, not for her life, but for her virginity. What a story! We'll read about more Judges in our next class.